McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. refines its strategy against the Islamic State group. U.S. President Barack Obama says the fight against the Islamic State group will not be quick, noting it is a long-term campaign. Mr. Obama made his remarks after visiting the Pentagon Monday.
In many places in Syria and Iraq, including urban areas, it's dug in among innocent civilian populations. It will take time to root them out.
The president conferred with national security advisors about refining the U.S. strategy to defeat Islamic State militants. The Eurozone's two most powerful members, France and Germany, say the door is open for resolving the Greek crisis at an emergency Eurozone summit on Tuesday, but that the next move is up to Greece. Lisa Bryant has more.
French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel offered similar messages to Greece that were both conciliatory and a sober reminder that the clock is ticking.
La porte est ouverte aux discussions.
In a brief statement with Ms. Merkel following talks in Paris, President Hollande said the door is open for discussions on resolving the Greek debt crisis and keeping Athens in the Eurozone. But he said it is now up to Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and his government to come up with concrete and credible proposals that can translate into a lasting program for the country. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Officials in Nigeria say bombings at a mosque and a restaurant in the city of Jos have killed at least 44 people. The National Emergency Management Agency says the Sunday blasts also wounded at least 47. The attacks continue a deadly string of violence blamed on Boko Haram militants that has left more than 200 people dead in the past weeks. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Ecuador Monday to hear Mass celebrated by Pope Francis. The Pope said the Mass in Guayaquil at the beginning of a three-country tour. The pontiff landed a day earlier in the capital, Quito. He is expected to return to the capital Tuesday for another public service in the city's Bicentennial Park before heading to Bolivia and Paraguay. Negotiators meeting in Vienna are meeting in Vienna to reach a nuclear agreement with Iran are facing a number of obstacles as a July 7th deadline approaches. Senior Iranian officials told reporters their government is pushing to have a UN arms embargo lifted as part of a separate but concurrent accord, a move Western officials say they oppose. The ministers of six leading nations hope to persuade Iran to limit its nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. The Prime Minister of Burkina Faso, Yacouba Isaac Zida, says he has not resigned, contrary to rumors. Reports have circulated amid a dispute involving him and the Presidential Guard, the RSP. The report says the shots were fired into the air from inside the RSP camp, allegedly to protest the questioning of two RSP leaders about rumored attempts to arrest the Prime Minister. Mariama Diallo has more.
Prime Minister says he's still in charge and that journalists should be more professional in their reporting. Mr. Zida spoke to reporters ahead of an official visit to Ivory Coast.
Mr.
Zida says he wants this opportunity to say what was reported in the press yesterday is not true. There is no crisis within the government. He says the press should verify this kind of information before broadcasting that kind of news. Mariama Diallo, Dakar.
The U.S. National Institutes of Health is beginning the trial of an experimental new vaccine designed to protect against West Nile virus. The virus, spread mostly through mosquitoes, led to nearly 100 deaths in the United States last year. New anti-terrorism legislation in Egypt makes it a criminal offense to publish news contradicting the government's version of events in terrorism-related cases. The draft anti-terrorism legislation was passed by the cabinet last week and is waiting the approval of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. An Iraqi jet dropped a bomb on an eastern Baghdad neighborhood Monday. At least seven people were killed in what the military describes as an accident. A spokesman said the jet had a technical failure that caused it to drop the bomb as it returned to base. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Begin broadcast.